And joining us once again on the phone, our friend Kat Prickett. She's the owner, producer, and vocalist with Leap Productions. They're putting on Then Sings My Soul, beloved hymns and songs inspired by the ministry of Billy Graham. Good morning again,
Kat.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
We always love having you on the radio, and it's love to hear your voice, whether you're speaking or singing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so excited that Then Sings My Soul is going to be able to be live again for 2021. This sounds like such a unique performance. Tell us a little bit about what makes it so special.
Absolutely. So I think what makes it so special, first and foremost, is that it's about hymns. We don't hear a lot about that anymore in our contemporary churches. And hymns are really quite special and have very meaningful stories behind them, and they don't have to be slow and boring. I think you can make them interesting, and I think that part of what's neat about what we do is that we can educate people on them and maybe re-inspire them for people. And another thing that's really special is how many are connected to the ministry of Billy Graham, who many people know who he is, but it's also special to introduce him to the younger generation.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool that not only is it a performance, not only is it a worship event, but the history and the educational side of it has to be something that you enjoy doing as well.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we actually get to include a little short video that's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association that's a really nice, compact look at his life, and it just uses some really special video clips, and it gives me goosebumps every time I see it.
I love hymns too, so I think it's such a great concept to create something like this.
That's really awesome. Then Sings My Soul is a wonderful event that you could take part in, and there's many opportunities to do that. Kat, tell us when our listeners can hear and see Then Sings My Soul.
Absolutely. So we will be all over the Lancaster area all summer, even through the fall. We are constantly booking programs. We're even booking into 2022 already.
Wow.
And people can contact us if they would like to bring us to their church or their event. But something I definitely want to talk about is that we're actually going to be at the Junction Center, which is a fantastic venue, on Sunday, August 22nd for two shows at 3 and 7 p.m. And it's actually going to be kind of a celebration concert in a way, to celebrate that we're back, that we've been doing it for 3 years. We're going to be bringing back all the original cast members, everybody who's ever been involved, the people that helped me write it. We're hoping to have some special guests. I know that we're going to have a special video from Ron Shea, who is the son of George Beverly Shea. He's going to be talking about one of our songs. So it's going to be a very special time to be together.
That is awesome. Then Sings My Soul, the beloved hymns and songs inspired by the ministry of Billy Graham. You could see it all throughout our listening area, but especially August 22nd, we want to invite you to the Junction Center. All the information is at thensingsmysoulpa.com. Kat, it's been so wonderful to have you on the air. Thanks for joining us. To leave us, I understand you're going to have a song for us. Tell us about this song.
Sure. So this is the song that opens our program, and where the line "Then Sings My Soul" comes from. It is the hymn "How Great Thou Art," and it's actually from our CD that we have available that is live in concert. So this is from a live show we did back in 2019. But I just love this song. I love this arrangement. It was arranged by our friend Scott Williams, who I know a lot of people are familiar with. So I just hope that it leaves people blessed and encouraged today. And we hope to see you at one of our shows this year.
Awesome. Thanks, Kat.
Thanks,
Here's
Kat.
"How Great Thou Art" on WJTL.